Yes, Vember at the Star Sydney. With so much happening, how could you say no?
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Oh, it's Christmas in Penrith this weekend, MG. Christmas in Penrith.
Ho, ho, ho.
And you are Father Christmas. A huge weekend for the city of Penrith with the Panthers, the triumphant Penrith Panthers, the premiership winning team, returning to celebrate this weekend. Going to be fantastic.
Yeah, well, it seems like an eternity since the Penny Panthers have won the premiership. But tomorrow that all changes as the Panther local, the Panther faithful go berserk as they welcome back their boys for a civic reception and a street parade that goes into Bluebet Stadium. So I can't wait for that.
Kurt Capewell is going to join us, and he's in a unique situation in that premiership-winning Panther has got the ring, went on the ride, but now he's at another club, which and the Broncos have allowed him and given him permission to come down and celebrate, which will be fantastic. So I'm looking forward to getting Kurt's take on the whole thing.
Yeah, ditto, because he was a massive part of that that launch into the finals series and then the grand final victory. Great player.
Producer Charlie is chomping at the bit. Or champing at the bit. Is it chomping or champing?
I think I like both.
Okay.
Whatever you go with. Chomping, champing.
I think it's champing. I don't know. Anyway, producer Charlie is doing one of those things at the bit because we've got blankety blanks, which means he gets to come in and talk on the microphones. And MG, next week, we've got four of these terrific barbecues to give away. Thanks to our mates at Harvey Norman in our game, Beat the Pom. You just got to know about cricket, head to the Triple M Win page. But today, we introduce you to that Pom, our mate Barmy Matt.
Well, and you'll get a good gauge on exactly what you've got to know as a contestant when you go up against Barmy Matt, because let's see what he's got today, Liam.
Let's find out how well Barmy Matt knows his cricket. But off the top.
What's cracking?
Testing the market. MG, if there was a rugby league word of the off-season or phrase of the off-season, it would be testing the market. Because
it's a buzzword, isn't it?
It is a buzzword at the moment in the world of rugby league because the latest player to test the market is Jack Whiten.
Where'd this come from?
Well, reportedly he's got 2023 and 2024 as player options in his favour on his contract, but not prepared to take up the options, wants to test the market.
As I look to the NRL version of the Oxford Dictionary and look up the word, inverted commas, testing the market, it would say trying to get more money on my current deal at my current club.
He's because I wasn't happy with a year.
Yeah, he wants 900. He's no one's going to pay 800. No one, look, not with all due respect to Jackie Whiten, Dalian Player of the Year 2 years ago, he's on 800 grand a year. Mate, be happy with that.
That is good
cabbage. Because on the open market, I don't think you're going to get much more money than what the Raiders are paying you at the minute.
He's on 800 a year, and you're right. He was the Dalian Player of the Year in 2020. This season, just gone. Just no ability to rediscover that form from 2020. They tried different options.
For the best players, for the best players, it's all about consistency. If Jackie Whiten had a massive year this year and was close to the Dalian Player of the Year, then we might start having that conversation about you wanting to, you know, test the market. But after 1 year, then last year's inconsistencies, no, I want to see 2 or 3 or 4 years back-to-back from my star player before I even entertain the thought of giving him more money.
Well, and they went out and got Jamal Fogarty for the purpose of getting more ball to Jack Whiten early on. Raiders are trying to accommodate this guy. Then we look at, there's Jerome Hughes is the other one we've heard, who's, I think, he doesn't have to make a decision on his player option for another 2 years or another year at least. And he's come out and said, well, someone said on Jerome Hughes' behalf that he might not be taking up that option with the Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, it's all manager-driven. It's all manager-driven. The players would be, you know, the deer in the spotlight, so they've got no idea. Because at the moment, their names are pretty good at the moment. Jerome Hughes, Jack Whiten, you got them as a client. You say to some clubs, you know what? What would you pay for him? You know, that's your job. If you weren't doing that as a manager, you're not doing your job. And somehow it finds its way into the media. I wonder who leaks that. Managers, but I don't look okay. If I was a betting man, Jack Whiten's going nowhere, and Jerome Hughes is going nowhere.
It feels like we, as fans and as the media and even the clubs themselves, just have to accept this as the new normal. Players testing the market
with
years on their deal is the new normal. It's becoming more like we see in American sports where, you know, Christian Welch made an interesting point about he'd be happy for player salaries to be publicised. He actually thinks that would remove a lot of the negative reporting about players' performance as well. And there's something to be said for it.
Couldn't agree more, Liam, with him. I couldn't agree more. He's one of the best thinkers of in the game as a player, and good to see him overnight to extend his deal with the Storm by 4 years, because there was a bit of speculation that the Dolphins might have made him one of their prize recruits, but as like everyone else in the game who's off contract, the Dolphins are going to make them their prize recruits. But Christian Wolf's signed or agreed to a four-year extension at the Melbourne Storm. We didn't see any testing of the market from from Christian Wolf. So, look, take it as the norm. And it's here to stay, as you say, but I wouldn't read too much into it.
I think that idea from Christian Welsh of publicising salaries, whilst there will be players that insist that, well, it's a privacy issue, why do you deserve to know what I earn? There's the level of transparency that it creates for all of these sorts of issues. I can see the benefits for it now. I can also see the negatives.
There's more pros than cons.
I can see the cons, because if you're a bloke who's, oh, they're publishing my salary and it's $800,000 a year plus, and I'm playing like a
I better pull my finger out.
I'm playing like a bastard. Can we get that off the internet, please? So, look, the testing of the market, I think it's just the era we now have to exist in. But does it at all sit funny with you as a, I mean, in your era, the player loyalty?
Not a bit. That's the way we are. That's the game we are. We've become this big conglomerate of a game. We've got people from Europe trying to buy rugby league teams. Look, ever since Volandis has taken over, this game has just gone next level, especially under COVID. Imagine if we had a free year without any dramas. Rugby league would go through the orbit.
Well, for full disclosure, I've been testing the market, MG. I just want you to know that.
Good.
Nova haven't got back to me, but
The bloke from 2CH asked about you the other day.
Did he?
Is that still a station?
Oh, no, he's asking about Shane Flanagan.
Oh, Shane Flanagan. Yeah, 2CH, that's not a station.
MG, it feels like a lifetime ago that the Penny Panthers triumphed in the 2021 Grand Final over South Sydney.
Look, I know, but that's all about the change tomorrow, Liam.
Well,
it's all about the change.
This is the weekend. Finally, the Penrith Panther champions will get to celebrate with their supporters, the people of the area. Tomorrow they have their open-top bus parade and the festivities get to roll on. And one man who's in a unique position in that he has joined another club, but he's been able to travel back down from Brisbane to be a part of this, Kurt Capewell, formerly of the Penrith Panthers, now of the Brisbane Broncos. G'day, Kurt.
How are you, fellas?
We are fantastic, buddy, and congratulations on an amazing year. Personally, you were epic and topped off by a grand final winning ring. It must feel a little bit strange, but you couldn't celebrate with your adoring fans straight after the victory.
Yeah, it was a bit weird. It was a bit funny. I guess we've got used to it in these COVID times now. We don't see too many of our fans, but it's going to be awesome to get back out to Penrith and see how much it really did mean to everyone.
Kirk, from my understanding, tomorrow is about, or this weekend is about the fans, but is there a little bit of the boys that are saying, oh, can we, is this kind of like premiership celebrations Mark II?
Yeah, I haven't stopped, so I don't know if any of them have, but if they stop, they better get back on the train because, time to celebrate.
Nice.
So what exactly did you do? I mean, usually, in 91 and 03, when Panthers were lucky enough to win the competition, it was basically a week at the club, just, with fans and make that a month at the club with our fans. You guys were on the Sunshine Coast. How long did you stay up there and when did you come back? Or you're staying up there because you're playing for the Broncos, but when did most of the team head back to Penrith, Kurt?
Yeah, so after the grand final, obviously, we spent a fair bit of time in the sheds and then we actually went out on the field, which was pretty cool, and then jumped on a bus, head back to the resort at Twin Waters, which we pretty much just stayed around there in our team room, as you would at the club, I guess, if you won it. But obviously, we had no fans inside. But yeah, we stayed there for, I left the resort on Thursday. So,
we gave it a nudge.
A lot of brokers.
We gave it a nudge, but pretty much all the boys then went their own ways and went with their partners for a little bit of a holiday. And then I think they made the most of being in Queensland, where it was a bit more open than New South Wales. So the great state.
So, Kevvy. Well,
Kevvy. Just calling Kevvy.
I was getting Kevvy ready Waters. To ask him about Kevvy a bit later. But no, Kurt, let's focus back in on you for a second. I'll get to Kevvy in a moment. Kurt, just explain to us exactly what you're having to go through to be a part of these celebrations this weekend. Do you have more quarantine on the cards?
No. Luckily enough, they open up the borders on the 17th. I'm due back on the 17th. So I'll be flying in that morning. And I think we have a 3-day camp. So I'll be going straight into a 3-day camp.
Well, one of the Broncos, but for letting you come down. I mean, that was great of them. I mean, you can, and then when you go back, that 3-day camp is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. So looking forward to it.
So have you had a chance to? I mean, have you relocated? Are you based now in Brisbane? Have you got life sorted to attack next season as a Bronco?
I haven't taken any of my gear up there yet. I've just sort of been living off what I took up to Origin last year, and then what I also got sent up as well. So I'm in Cronulla at the moment. I've got a unit full of furniture.
Kurt, what are you doing, mate? What are you doing, mate? The Broncos are back to truck up. Hey, to your
mate,
place.
He won the comp. It doesn't matter what he's doing. Well, he can do whatever he wants.
I've been enjoying myself. I'll worry about this stuff in about 2 weeks' time, and I'll have to pack it all up. But luckily enough, where I'm paying rent in Sydney, I've got it until January, so just be leaving a bit of stuff here and staying with some family back up in Brisbane.
Now, I spoke about your individual season, mate. You've kind of your defence. We always know what a great attacker you are, and offloading and running lines and stuff like that. But your defence in the semi-final, especially against Melbourne Storm, went next level. It's obviously something you worked on. It's something, a technique thing that you've worked on. But now that you're a grand final winner, something that not many players in our game get a chance to do, what does it actually mean to you, mate?
Oh, it means so much to me. And obviously my whole family as well, and my community coming from Charleville. There's not too many pathways for kids out there, so it means a lot to be able to show that kids can make it and chase their dreams. And yeah, I didn't get a ring when I was at Cronulla, unfortunately, 18th man, but so to tick that one off the box, tick that off the list, it's pretty good.
Well, you're a part of Penrith Panther history now, Kurt, and forevermore. And MG, if I was Brian Fletcher, tomorrow at some point, just when the festivities are right at their peak, I might just say, Kurt, mate, any chance you just want to backflip on that deal with the Broncos?
After about six or seven beers, you say, mate, come on, you want to stay here.
Kurt,
you've still
got all your stuff down in your apartment in Cronulla.
I'll give you a house on River Road. Give you a house on River Road. Let's go.
I know. It wouldn't sit too well with me, and I think I'd have some unhappy customers at the other end too.
Yeah, no. Well done, buddy. Yeah, hey, well done to your service to Penrith, and good luck with your service to the Broncos, mate. May it be a joyous one for you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, boys.
Here we go. The Rush Hour Odds Update. Take a same game multi with Bluebet, now available on all footy games.
MG, whether it's cross sports, same game, or same race multis, bet with Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Trying to welcome in our mate from Bluebet, Duncan McRae. G'day, Dunk.
Liam, MG, good evening, boys. Yeah, pumped up for a big weekend. Can't wait.
Yeah, well, last weekend it was Newcastle. This weekend, Port Kembla. Big horse racing goes provincial, Dunk.
Yeah, it does. We've got the gong down there, $1 million race, MG, down at Kembla Grange, where the local hope, Count de Rupee, he's 250 at the 370. The big one that's moved is a tissue from Chris Waller's stable, 11 into 650. I Am Superman at $8 and Aramo at $8.50. Can't wait for the big 10-race program down at the gong tomorrow, boys.
And now that we know the Aussie Ashes squad, Dunk, Australia's strong favourites to take a 5-0 win in the Ashes series. Is that what the punters like?
Yeah, well, we went up $1.40 for Australia to win the series, Liam. They're into $1.33 now. The Poms, $5 and $7.50 for a drawn series. So after our big 2020 victory, the punters have followed in at Bluebet. $1.33, the Aussies to win the Ashes series.
And the A-League making some splashes as well, MG, signing some big-name English players. Daniel Sturridge is here for Perth. Jack Rodwell's just signed for the Wanderers.
Awesome.
We got some markets for the opening weekend there, Dunk?
Yeah, we kick it off with the Sydney Derby, boys. Saturday night, the Wanderers, 3.25. Sydney FC, 2.10 at Bluebet. 3.60, the draw there. And I know MG loves this team. MacArthur FC, 2.25. They play the Wellington Phoenix, $3. And 3.40, the draw there, boys.
Let's go, MacArthur. Go, boys.
Let's go, MacArthur. Thank you very much, Dunk. Enjoy your weekend. If you are going to have a bet, remember to do so responsibly. This is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam. Triple M.
Shop the latest barbecue range now at Harvey Norman. But right now, it's Triple M's Beat the Pom, innit? Triple M's Beat the Pom.
Yes. Isn't it? It's hard not to do the accent when you hear it, isn't it?
No, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. Go up the road, lad. Let's go.
All right, this is it. Our last bit of advice to you today. Go and register at the Triple M Win page, because this competition kicks off next week. We've got 5 of the Massport 4 burner barbecues to give away, thanks to our mates at Harvey Norman. And all you need to do, register at the Triple M Win page, and then next week, You got to be. You got to know more about cricket than Barmy Matt does.
Yep,
our resident pom. And then you can walk away with one of these barbecues. You can shop the latest barbecue range now at Harvey Norman. And MG is with a great pleasure to welcome for the first time, to give the Rush Hour family a taste of what they're going to be up against, Barmy Matt. Hello, Barmy Matt, come in.
Hello, boys. How are you doing?
We are fantastic. Two reasons. One, we're giving away free stuff. But two, you're an Englishman taking on some Aussies in this competition. Let's, a bit of background on you, Matty. Tell us a bit how much your passion, how deep it goes for the English cricket team.
Yeah, look, I've been following England all over the world. Grew up in England, moved over here a few years ago. I've already got my tickets for all of the tests that I can, sitting in with the Barmy Army, and there won't be so many of us travelling this year, so we're going to do. We've got to make even more noise than usual.
Oh, going to be even more loud and obnoxious, and Mark
Waugh's
not
obnoxious.
Well, let's be honest, Matt. You're a fairly obnoxious bunch when you get. You're a bit like Australians, really. When you get together en masse, you can be a little bit obnoxious.
Oh, we might be a little bit sunburnt, I'll give you that. We might have a few beers as well. No one's going to accuse of not being loud.
But here's the thing. You love your cricket, but you know your cricket as well. And whilst, MG, we want to give away these barbecues, Barmy Matt has one objective, and that is to stop people winning these barbecues by knowing more...
You guys have got enough barbecues. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
You don't
we
need
do.
Any more.
Well, MG, why don't we show the people that have already registered what they're in for? Have you got some trivia questions for Barmy Matt to test his skills?
Let's throw some at Barmy Matty and see what his cricket knowledge is like. Here we go, Matty. Who has the most runs in the Ashes of all time, my friend?
All time?
All time.
Don Bradman. Don Bradman by quite a long way. He's got over 5,000.
Oh, wow. That's going to be hard.
Well ahead of Jack Hobbs is the
leading
English.
No. Okay, mate. Okay, yeah.
We just asked for the most. We didn't ask for the top seven.
What was the score of the last Ashes series?
Oh, that's nice. Nice little loosener outside of off stump there. I'll lean into that for the cover. Thank you. That was 2-2, and that was the first draw in a long time. Long time. That was the first draw in my lifetime.
Yep. I'm now nervous about if we're going to be able to give away. So I'm going to make the rules from next week. I think we've got to allow the Rush Hour family member to go first.
I think so.
I think we've got to give them an advantage.
Well, yeah, of course. They've got a home. It's called home ground advantage for a reason.
That's a good point. Hadn't thought about that. Well, thank you, Barmy Matt, for introducing
Absolute
yourself to
pleasure.
The family. I'm now petrified, as I think all our contestants are. But if you're not registered, Triple M win page, get on board. You can win yourself a barbecue next week. We'll give you first crack at it because Barmy Matt seems to know his cricket. What's on the cards for this weekend, Matt? Is it some backyard action in preparation for the Ashes? What are we doing?
Yeah, there is. It's cricket and cricket. My boy's going to play. So we'll go and watch him and see how he goes on the Saturday morning. And then I'm going to be playing in the Saturday afternoon with the old farts.
Oh, gosh.
which will be fun.
Just remember
for some reason, I don't know what it is, but for some reason, playing against you Aussies, they really like bowling short to me. I don't know what that is. They really like, they bring on all the quick bowlers and they pitch you up short. I don't know what that is. But anyway, we'll give it a go.
Outstanding work. Thank you, Barmy Matt. We will speak to you again on Monday.
Looking forward to it.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Thanks to the Star. It's Yesvember at the Star. That means yes to everything. Quick catch-ups, long lunches, non-stop entertainment. With so much happening at the Star, how could you say no? All right, almost time for us to get out of here. MG, just Penrith jumping right now. It's the night before Christmas. Tomorrow, the Premiership Parade.
It is fantastic. It's been I'm about to embark on a on a little cruise with my 91 team. And the current crop, they can do the same in 30 years if they're lucky. You know, go on a harbour cruise with your best mates. And tomorrow they start at Evans Theatre on an open bus and they go all the way to Blue Tongue Stadium where I think it's sold out. So look. Relish the thought that the boys are back and welcome back.
I'm bloody stoked for the suburb of Penrith, for the area, because this is something that, I mean, it feels like a lifetime ago that they won the thing.
Yeah.
And now this weekend they really get to celebrate. And for the players as well. We've spoken with some of those boys, Nathan Cleary and the likes. They've just been itching for this. They've been
100%.
They've been wanting to celebrate with their area and their people. So
Well said.
Enjoy the festivities tomorrow, everybody. But producer Charlie has wandered in. It's time to do this.
What, another intervention? Blankety Blanks is our favourite segment of the week where Charlie asks us some beautiful questions, Liam, and he tells us what we should blanket.
Yeah, we have to fill in the blanks from producer Charlie. Hello, Charles.
Hello, boys. I've got a good one to start off with, speaking of footy players.
Okay. Yeah.
Blank is the footy player who you would want to marry your child.
Oh.
Cam Murray.
Damn, that's a good answer.
Cam Murray's a good answer.
Damn, that's a good answer. Look, I'll say Kalyn Ponga.
Yeah.
I mean, if if my daughter was old enough, financially stable.
Exactly. They're both
nice
quite
guy.
Wealthy players, aren't
he's,
they?
Yeah, he's very
wealthy,
well-spoken.
Well-mannered.
Well-mannered, yeah.
Boys, obviously the Tigers signed Isaiah Papali'i yesterday, but the position the Tigers still need to fill is blank.
I think they need to decide where Adam Dewey is. They need to figure out what Adam Dewey is and give him the reins.
Well, he's 5'8". When he comes back from injury, he's 5'8". Okay. I think they need a close to a world-class center. They need some strike in the back line. Nofaluma's not getting any faster or younger. You know, young Talau's got some promise, but I think they need a world-class centre. Now the BJ Lalua's gone, they haven't got much threat in the centres. They need a centre.
And if they don't land Hodgson, they need to figure out hooker as well, I guess.
True.
Obviously, boys, the Panthers parade is this weekend, and also the Aussie boys had a nice little celebration after winning the World Cup. I want to know, blank is the one trophy celebration you wish you could be a part of, or could have been a part of, I should say.
I think Liam said something about the other day about the shot. You said this last Friday about Michael Jordan's shot being in that moment. I wanted to be in that dressing room after it with the cigars, with the champagne, after winning three in a row. I want to be in the Bulls dressing room after the three-peat.
Give me a Wallabies Bledisloe victory.
Ooh.
Because of the prestige of the trophy itself and because it's been out of our grasp for so bloody long.
True.
I would love to. I've heard Drew Mitchell's told me about that trophy ending up in hot tubs and all the like. So I'd love to have gone on a journey with the Bledisloe Cup.
All right, finally, boys, the alcoholic drink that best describes you is blank.
Tequila Sunrise.
A light beer.
I would. Yeah, I'm.
You are a Corona.
I'm a Black Russian.
You are not a Black Russian.
He's a Bundaberg and Coke.
No, yeah, he's not. He's Coke. You are on the rig, locked down at the compound with a Corona with a piece of lime in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. And if it wasn't that, it was a Sem Savvy Blanc of Molly's Cradle. Beautiful.
There you go.
Oh, lovely. Right.
Yeah. Thanks, Nobby.
Very nice. Charles?
Yeah, that was
good
nice.
Work.
Great show.
Send us off with your alcoholic drink. How do you sum it up yourself?
Maybe a red wine or a gin and tonic or something like that.
You're a cosmopolitan.
A tequila shot?
You're not a tequila shot.
Sex on the beach?
You're not that cool, mate. You're different. You're not that cool.
Sex on the beach.
All right, that is us done.
Don't
sign off with alcoholic.
He's sex on the beach. He's light beer. I'm Corona. Wherever you are, stay random.
Yes, Vember, at the Star Sydney. With so much happening, how could you say no?